You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, so the Bible tells us that iron sharpens iron, but in reality, we sometimes settle for plastic friendships, ones that don't challenge us, they don't inspire us, they don't encourage us to grow. And surrounding ourselves with spiritually grounded friends can make all the difference in our walk with God. So how do we choose the right people to journey with us in faith? And how do we become that friend for someone else as well, right? Iron sharpens iron. And so we're looking out for how we can be a benefit to somebody else and vice versa. And Mr. Nyaneti Rogers joins us for this conversation. My elder, good morning and welcome to Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Let's start with this, my elder. Why would you say it's important to have friends who challenge you spiritually?
Just as you have mentioned, and I think you read from the book of Proverbs, chapter 27, verse 19, that says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Mm. So there is need, because we are living in a challenging world. We live in a world where no man is an island. We may need to be encouraged here and there, because at times we fail. We may need to be reminded here and there, because at times we forget. And we may need to be sharpened and shaped up more than where we are. Because at times, all of us need to have models. And that's why we need friends. So a friend, a genuine friend, stands a better chance to sharpen us, to shape us, and to make us better than we were.
I love that. And it's not always a comfortable situation, right? When it comes to sharpening one another and growing spiritually, sometimes it calls for us to call each other out, to confront each other for bad behavior, which is not necessarily a comfortable conversation to have or a pleasant one, but it is necessary when we are in true friendships.
That is true. Because, as you rightfully mentioned, that at times we also need to confront each other. Yes. You see, a friend who rebukes you when you've held, when you've done against the principles laid, that's a good friend. Yeah. A friend who can come to you directly. Remember, like in the Bible, we have people like Paul. Paul mentored Timothy, but at times he could rebuke him. Talk of David and Jonathan. Mm-hmm. These people, the way they related, there were times when things were not right, but because of that friendship, they could go direct and tell each other this is what is needed. So the comparison maybe of these friends and the iron, as we are saying, is bringing out that interaction, and the interaction can come even during the challenging times.
Yes.
At the end of the day, people get refined than they were.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Now, how can we encourage our friends in their faith without sounding too preachy? Sometimes we're afraid that they'll, you know, I want to encourage them in their faith. I want to maybe call them out, like we said, on something that they're doing, which we know is against God's will. But I'm not trying to sound like their mother or father. I'm not trying to sound like their church pastor. How do we do that? How can we influence each other in the right way without making the other person feel like they're being judged? Something's happening with our phone line here. I'm not sure what the problem is there. You know what I'm going to do? Let me try and call you back, my elder, because we're having a little bit of trouble with that line. All right, family. Let's see if we can call the elder back. Something just interrupted our line there, and we couldn't hear him very clearly. So let's see if it's better this time around. We're talking about iron sharpening iron in our friendship. So please make sure that you let us know what you think of the conversation on +27734703520. My elder, do we have you back? Elder Rogers, are you there? Hello, elder. It looks like we're still having a little bit of trouble with that line. Let's try that one more time. You know, we keep trying until we get through. And remember that you are invited to take part as well in this conversation. Again, that number is +27734703520. Hopefully this time around, we'll be able to connect with the elder. Do we have you on the line, elder?
Hello. You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you much better now. That's better. Thank you so much for joining us once again.
Yeah.
So you were about to tell us how we can encourage our friends without making them feel like we're judging them or without sounding too preachy, as they say.
Yeah, as I said, friendship, Saina, that relationship is not an evangelistic campaign. You preach for someone.
Yeah.
To accept maybe your ideologies. Friendship is something that happens naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Let me use this illustration of the iron, because it is what you began with. You know, an iron is a magnetic substance, and magnetic substance has magnetism. So when you place a magnetic substance closer to another magnetic substance, there is that natural attraction which will bring them together.
Yeah.
So in this context, now allow me to say the best way to make friends is to become one. The best way we can make more friends, the best way we can gain more friends is by becoming one.
Mm.
That is becoming friendly, not necessarily preaching these people or doing something which may come out to be like we want to woo them maybe into our ideology. So first of all, let us become friends. And when we become friends, there are things that will cement this friendship, like listening, like having that listening attitude. You can listen to someone, like becoming empathic. When you see a need, someone who is in need, you can go an extra mile to assist this person if it's within your ability. You can assist this person. So you are empathic. We need not to be sympathetic, but we can become empathetic, like you can assist someone.
Mm-hmm.
Then another one, the Bible teaches us that we should be happy to bear each other's burden. So if someone is burdened, there is this verse in Ecclesiastes, which says it's good to visit someone who is mourning than visiting someone who is regretting. So when you meet someone at his lowest and you do the basic that can be done, that's one way of gaining the friendship of that person without preaching. You see, if you did that, you've not done any preaching. You are just acting out.
Yes.
And when you act out, this person will come to you. And at the end of the day, if you are a preacher, then you will do it naturally, because you have gained friendship of this person.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. That it feels very natural in this way. It's not like some particular agenda. This is not the person doesn't feel like a project that you're trying to fix, but it's just a natural progression of the friendship. I love that. Now, what role does honesty play in sharpening one another spiritually?
Sorry?
What role does honesty play in sharpening one another spiritually?
When you talk of honesty, where I come from, they say honesty is the best policy. As much as people have policies, principles, rules, and regulations, when it comes to honesty, honesty plays a greater part of it, because when you are genuine, you are authentic. You are not plastic.
Yeah.
You are genuine and authentic. If you hurt me and I honestly tell you, you've hurt me.
Mm.
If you did something and I honestly tell you, you have encouraged me.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best ingredients of creating deeper bonds when it comes to friendship.
Yeah.
So honesty as a policy, when it is practiced by either parties of friendship, it will go a deeper and a longer way of cementing that relationship. Unlike when we are plastic, we are pretentious.
Mm.
Even the Bible says pretentious lives with a scorching sun.
Mm.
You see, there is that scorching sun of friendship. When the scorching sun of friendship will hit, the pretentious lives, which we tend to portray and we are not honest, will just fall away and the friendship will die a natural death.
Sure. All right. And then how do we handle friendships that are pulling us away from our faith, right? We try to make friends who will be uplifting, who will support our faith. But sometimes, you know, sometimes we meet people at school or at work, and it's not necessarily a friendship that we've sought out. It's a natural, we just find ourselves drawn to somebody, and maybe they have a different faith or a different kind of lifestyle. How can we handle such friendships when they start pulling us away from our faith and our principles?
We are taught that anything original, wherever you have an originality of anything, there is a counterfeit.
Okay.
Always. Always we have counterfeits. And because we, because of the waging war in this great controversy, we must be worried that the devil is at work. Mm. So someone may come wearing the sheep's skin without knowing this person is a wolf. So yes. It's good. As much as we want to be friends, as much as we are called to be friendly, we also need to be aware that some friends can come to ruin us. So as much as as Christians, we are called to be good people, we need to be aware that during this moment, we are practicing friendship to other people,
mm-hmm.
they can ruin you. So a person who pulls you down spiritually is not assisting you in any way. As much as you may need to say that you are preaching this person, you need to run away from this person, because at the end of the day, you may gain him, but lose yourself.
Yeah.
So it is good. Even the Bible says, love your friend, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You should gain from yourself. So it's good. It's good that way that we keep off such people, maybe, who may pull us down, even spiritually.
Mm. And then what would be some...
And the best way,
yes.
Because you're saying practically, the best way of knowing that is when you are intentional and you have a purpose in life. If you realize someone's ideologies are not measuring with yours, if you realize someone's lifestyle maybe is not going with yours,
yeah.
And it is hurting hurting yours, it's good practically. You cut communication with that person. You cut meeting points with that person. Indeed, you stop the friendship.
All right. And then how do we build strong spiritual connections within our friendships? How do we bring God into our friendships?
No, that is building bonds. And the basic that's according to be the best ways we can do this is praying for each other.
Mm.
If we are friends, we can pray for each other. Apart from praying for each other, we pray with each other. We pray with each other.
Mm.
We share spiritual experiences. That's encouraging each other. If someone is in need of something spiritually, it's good we bring that spiritual food. We share the spiritual. We share the spiritual experiences. What God has done to us, then we extend it to our friends. As I said, we also need to be authentic and genuine.
Yeah.
Because that way we will create bonds with others, and the people will always know that we are loyal. You know, loyalty wins many things.
Yes.
Then we also need to listen. We listen to each other's needs empathically. Listen. When you see someone is in need, listen. You know, listening goes beyond listening with ears. You listen and know that this person is in need.
Mm-hmm.
It's in need of food. If you have that food, you contribute that food. You will have listened to this person's need. And second last, it's good to bear each other's burdens.
Mm.
If we have that ability, God has blessed us, it's good we bear other's burdens. When they are down, what the Bible says, two are better than one. When one is down, the other one will lift him. And that's bearing each other's burdens. So that is one of the ways we can build bonds. You cannot be a friend just by speaking, but it's good to be a friend by acting and practically doing it. And then lastly, it's good we celebrate each other's achievements. If someone has achieved something and you are a good friend, just appear. You need not to appear when this person is in misery only.
Mm-hmm.
But when they have gained some achievements, celebrate with them.
Yes, yes. That's beautiful. I think that's a good place for us to wrap up our conversation for today. And we will be continuing on with this lesson as the week goes by. But for today, thank you so much for coming through and for the beautiful insights that you've shared on ironing, sharpening iron.
Thank you so much, Monty. May God bless you so much.
God bless you.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment. here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.